Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, right here, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Odyssey. Put it on your phone. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I think that's the way it's spelled, right?
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah. Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. You'll get the live broadcast as well as the podcast there later on today. Lots going on. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Spadil. Oh, Spadil went to get Jamie, right?
Yeah. Ran downstairs.
No card. I wonder what's going on with the card these days.
I don't know. I think that's 2 days in a row, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of days here, okay. And the card's missing. I wonder if it's in the laundry somewhere, a back pocket, maybe the floorboard of the car.
Jacket pocket, something like that.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? We got a big mystery with the key card to get into the building and to get up to the 11th floor today. So we'll wait on her. She'll come bursting through the door like the Kool-Aid man. It is Friday. Woo! Man, it's going to be a busy weekend. I know a lot of people do their shopping online, but I think those that go to the brick and mortars, as they're called, I don't really like that term, by the way.
No.
The brick and mortars?
Yeah. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, but confusing in what way?
I don't know. Just say go to the store. Go to the mall.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know,
it's
just easier.
Yeah, I think it's going to be extremely busy this weekend. Good morning, Jamie.
How you doing? Oh, my God. I just saw like 80 drones in the sky.
Oh,
really?
No!
Yeah.
Drones.
Oh, wait. They're just airplanes.
Are you buying that story?
About what?
About it being man-made. Do you know what I'm talking about? The story yesterday about man-made aircraft. That's what those are. They're manned also. People are flying those. There are people in them.
I haven't heard that. I was just making a joke about how I think that everybody right now, every time you see an airplane in the sky, you're like, it's a drone.
They think it's a drone. Yeah.
You're like, is that a drone? Because right now, today, it's really clear out and you can see for miles. And I've noticed, like, I can even see, like, every regional airport approach. And so I'm like, there's a drone. No, there's a drone. Oh, yeah, there's a drone. There's another drone.
I don't think there's any doubt that some of these are getting confused for an airplane.
Sure.
For sure.
Absolutely.
On the East Coast. No, they came out yesterday and they said there's nothing to worry about, that these things are aircraft that people are actually flying. Huh. People are in them. They're manned.
Cool.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
I was just saying something funny. Didn't need to get on me.
I don't know.
Just funny. Just just a little funny joke in the morning.
I'm just saying that your joke was actually in the news.
Just a little funny joke. Just ha ha. You saw some drones? Really? That's crazy. That's all we need to say.
All right, whatever.
That's exactly whatever. How I feel.
All right, we'll take a break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Whatever.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Looks like mid-50s and sunny all weekend. It's a get-her-done weekend. Christmas just less than 2 weeks away. Woo-hoo! So if you've got you know, a lot of things on your list, maybe this is a weekend to get it done. Because it's getting here fast, man. I hope everybody's ready.
It's flying.
I'm not
by.
Ready.
Flying by.
Yeah, it is. You got a big weekend planned? Your son's in town.
He is in town. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys, this is so crazy. So, everything's a scam in life, I swear. And I'm sure some of you have had this happen. So, you know, you go on the click list or you go on Whole Foods to have your groceries delivered, right? And so mine said, if you order this by 3 o'clock, it'll get there by 7. If you order all your groceries, and it had a little timer, like click, 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 click. And I only had 45 minutes to get my whole entire order in. Well, I got it done. I got it done and everything was great. And I had it all ready and all the food would be there by the time my kid showed up. Well, when I hit the thing, it said schedule your time, but I'd already scheduled my time because I had a little timer in the corner. I had to get it done, so it said it'll be there between 9 and 11. It got there last night at 11:05.
So you had to stay up and wait for your
yes
groceries.
And not only that, but they took away the deviled eggs, they took away all the sushi, like everything he loves. They took it all away, I think because it was so late and it had been sitting all night.
Yeah,
they took all away the good stuff. Oh. But I have a lot of water. I have a lot of flavored water, flavored teas, yeah, anything like that, and some really dry tortellini.
Oh
my God, it was a wreck. Just a wreck. And my kid's sound asleep, and I'm getting all the groceries off the front porch at 11:05, and he's like, he's on the couch already asleep.
Yeah.
He's passed out.
Yeah, I mean, it was so cold, I almost just left it.
I know. You know what's funny? As I almost did, I would have left it out there, but we have bears.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would have.
Yes. Isn't that really frustrating though, when you get your order and you've got things that are left out?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, yeah. Because I mean, that's what you were going to eat that particular night, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a sushi or whatever, I mean, you're not going to save that for a couple of days. And then you get your order and it's
not there. And I always hit do not exchange or whatever it's called. Do not replace any items. So, what's the word? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Anyway. Swap out or
yeah,
substitute.
Yeah, yeah. Substitute is the right word.
Yeah.
So do not substitute. I always hit that. And so then they don't.
So you're left with nothing.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
We get ours. We do it from Costco, and those boxes they bring are so damn heavy. I mean, they just pile it all into one big box. It's like, how am I supposed to carry
Costco
this?
Costco has like a click list?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can order from Costco.
That is cool.
No, I didn't know that you could order the like groceries and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. We get them all the time. My wife orders them. I've never used a click list. I don't know that much about it, but she orders all the time. And they'll show up at the front door, and she always orders when she's not going to be at home.
Yeah.
So that I'm the one that has to get the big box that weighs 150 pounds.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'd think that they wouldn't deliver bulk, but I'm all about that.
Yeah, Costco will do it to you. Nice. Do it for you, too.
Do it to you.
Yeah, they'll do it to you. They'll make sure they put it on your front porch.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I like the way you said that.
Yeah, cool. Me too. He owned it. Yeah.
Cool. That's all I got.
Okay. Thanks for coming,
I'm
everybody.
I just waited on you.
I started the story. You ended it. We're done.
Yeah. We're good. We're good.
Oh, my God. I think we have Goo Goo tickets to give away later on today.
Yeah.
So that's super exciting.
So, are you guys going up to the mountains? Because I know your son loves to board.
Yeah, you know what?
Got any of those plans?
We just talked forever, so we haven't planned anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you had something scheduled. Because
no, we have nothing planned.
Because I know last time he was here over the Thanksgiving holiday that you guys were planning on going to Vail, and then I think that fell through, correct?
Yeah, because it was freezing that weekend. Yeah. All I know is that, hold on, I've got to play you this. This is exciting. No, so what we did is we talked about school a lot. And then listen to this. My kid is a genius. I swear to God, that kid. Did I mention that he's on the dean's list? Oh, I think I did. And he got a perfect 4.0. Oh, yeah, did I? Okay, so listen to this. Listen. Okay, so my kid, he wrote this presentation about AI. And his professor teared up.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Brought him to tears.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so this is my kid. He says, he like does this thing about AI. He makes a pencil do a thing. I don't know, but I'll get to the words.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Hold on. Let me.
Is it going to make us cry too?
Well, I doubt it because you have to see the visual.
Oh.
But he edited and he like put it all together. I mean, do you ever remember being able to do, well, we didn't have the technology, but the way they can do things like he's typing and I can see the words he's typing and then he goes back and edits it. Like, I had a Tandy.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, when you're scrolling through X or any of the sites that are out there and you see some of the memes that are put out there and just some of the stuff that is thrown together, even the AI stuff, you think, man, I must be a real dummy because I can't do any of that.
Well, yeah, none of and it. I had to write like 8 lines to get my Tanda to say hi. Yeah, so he edited this whole thing. It's all about how AI is necessary, but we have to be really respectful of it because it's gonna know us and take over, but we have to understand it. I don't know. It's really, I was like, how does he think like that? It's a kind of, all right, here we go. Hold on.
One, the algorithm of justice.
That's not my kid.
Sounds old.
No, he sounds like, what's his name?
Hawkins.
Yeah. Okay, this is very emotional. Are you emotional, you guys?
Not yet.
Okay, all right, hold on.
I'm getting there, though.
Okay,
all right. AI is not merely a tool we've invented. It is a force we have unleashed.
Whoa.
A force that shapes not only our actions, but the contours of our lives.
I'm getting scared.
Often without our noticing. It has already begun steering us, subtly, yet powerfully.
And they had the self-driven cars in that part.
Pause to question.
Yeah, anyway, you get it.
I like it.
Did you see the Waymo that got stuck in the roundabout? The video? That they claim it went around 37 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Couldn't find the exit. That's like hilarious. Me in a roundabout.
Well, remember those Waymos are all in that New York parking lot where they're supposed to park? They're all supposed to park and shut down, but because the sensors are going off, they're all just honking at each other.
Yeah, because they're trying to park and they're all honking.
You know, the technology is great. Technology is great, but there are some flaws.
Exactly.
We got some bugs in there, man. When you got a Waymo going around a roundabout 37 times,
that's a lot.
Man, I'm going to be late.
Did it finally run out of battery or something?
All I saw was the video, and this thing just keeps circling. And somebody had put up there, I'm going to be late. You know, and I don't know. And for all we know, that could have been AI generated. Who knows if that's even true?
I'm watching it right now. It looks real.
It's pretty fast, too. It's kind of whipping around at like 20, 30 miles an hour.
It's confused, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can tell.
You know what is fake, it goes in my kid's presentation or whatever, is like those Coca-Cola trucks that are all lit up. And right?
That commercial's insane.
It's all AI.
It's
that scary. Crazy? Because in his presentation, he's like, and your brain is being fooled to believe things are real. And it's that Coca-Cola thing.
It looks so good.
And it's AI. Uh-huh. I'm so disappointed it's AI. I wanted it to be real because it felt so Christmassy. But it's fake.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it happened yesterday. Everybody was talking about country star Morgan Wallen pleaded guilty and will serve time 7 whole days, but it's not in prison, it's just in jail. 7 whole days in jail, and then 2 years probation. Now, I don't know if anybody in this group has been, had probation or whatever, but if you're on probation, can you drink?
No.
You can't?
No, I don't think so. Especially if it's alcohol related, I think.
Yeah, so I don't see him not drinking for 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to go back.
I'm with you. Now, his 7 days, that's in a DUI facility, right?
Yes.
That's what this said yesterday on TMZ. They didn't mention a DUI facility, but I don't know what a DUI facility is. Who knows? I think it's just jail, you know?
Yeah, I think it's one of those outpatient places.
He got a plea agreement, so there's no felony charges, so that's good. But that 2 years probation, that's going to be...
Could be a rough one, couldn't it?
Yeah. So if you remember, the reason why he got sentenced is he threw a chair off of a bar that was six floors up in the air, and he got drunk and he threw the chair off the sixth floor down below, and he's lucky nobody got hurt or killed or whatever. So 7 whole days. Yeah. Oh, poor Morgan. Yeah. I hope he makes it. You know, that is crazy. Anyway, I am shocked, though, that they gave him 7 days in jail because they never have to actually go. It seems like they always plead their way even out of that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I thought he'd get out of it, too.
Yeah.
I knew he'd get probation, probably. Right. But we'd never thought that he'd be locked up for anything.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. All right. This is pretty funny. I don't know if you knew this, because I think, did I ever give you guys a raccoon penis keychain?
No, I saw one. You brought one in once.
Okay. Yeah.
But okay. I don't remember getting one.
Okay. Well, I have, my dad and some of the guys, they all used to go raccoon hunting. And what you do is you take your dogs, and the dogs find a raccoon, and then they run it up a tree. It's really horrible, I have to tell you. They run it up a tree. It's called, they treed it, right? And then they shoot it out of the tree, and then it falls down. And then the dogs bring it back. Anyway, so the raccoon is one of the only animals, like one of the only, I'm sure there's others, but that has a bone in its penis. And so my dad would clean them, and then he'd get the bone out of its penis, and he would soak it, and then he would, shellac it and drill a hole in it and make it a lovely keychain. Yeah, for all my friends to have. Boy, that was some Christmas.
That Bob and his hobbies.
Yeah, right?
Man, oh man.
I'm just telling you. That's some spare time, friends. Some spare time. All right, anyway, and I bring this up because there is a Carolina Panthers wide receiver who talks about eating raccoon. I don't remember actually eating it. I know my dad would fry it up. I don't recall any kind of taste, and I couldn't tell you what it tastes like because I don't remember eating it. But he says it's real, real good. Here he is.
Is something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat, you know? Like, what's something, you know, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I eat raccoon.
I didn't see that.
I said, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all that.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon, or you had, like, you
found it? Now, my kids, all my people, them hunting and all that, so my kids, them, they killed it. They called me like, yeah, we got that coon, we get
that raccoon.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy, we got that coon.
Yes, sir. Wait, what does it taste like?
It got its own taste. You know, everybody trying to say stuff tastes like cheese. Uh-huh. But that coon got its own taste.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
He likes that raccoon. Yeah, he likes it.
I know people that eat it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've never tried it. I'm with Jamie. I've never tried it. But I've seen it cooked up before.
Yeah, I guess it's raccoon nuggets or something. I don't know. All right, Brian Austin Green. He is, he used to be married to Megan Fox, right? And they have kids together. He said he found out from the paparazzi about the breakup. Here it is.
I didn't even know.
You didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
So apparently she found something on his phone that was inappropriate. And they were on vacation. He left, and a lot of people think that they should be done for good.
How old is he? Do you know? He's in his 30s.
Yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
In his 30s. Nice. Does he cheat on her a lot?
I have no idea.
Yeah. What do you think of?
But in your 30s, like, grow up. Like, you know, she's pregnant.
Are you worried about her?
I just want the best for her. I want the best for the baby. I want the best for our kids.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I'm heartbroken about it.
Did he almost get run over?
That sounds like it.
Holy cow, get out of the street.
You know how we do that thing, like our claim to fame? Like when she said, yeah, they were on vacation, I wanted her to say, they were on vacation in Vail, Colorado. Because, you know, we want part of the action.
We want the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes us close to the story.
Exactly. Yeah.
You should watch the video. He's loving it.
Oh, he is?
Oh, my gosh. He's got, like, this giddy smile on his face when he's finding all this out.
Yeah.
Like, and he doesn't obviously say it, but you could tell he's like, yes. This is awesome.
So I can tell the reporter. I can tell it's the girl from TMZ, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think he really didn't know at that moment? Because he was, I mean...
He looks shocked.
Did he really?
He does, yeah. But but then after it like kind of settles in and he really like they're talking about it more, he's got this weird grin on his face like he's enjoying it.
He's like, yeah, I tried to tell
him. Yeah. I think most people would, though.
Be happy that your ex is getting cheated on?
Yeah, especially if you didn't like the dude she went with, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't think he likes this guy, you know? I don't think he likes Machine Gun.
Well, and
just the name Machine Gun.
I think that when she left him, he was devastated.
Yeah, she kind of did him dirty.
Yeah.
And then you got the kid factor.
Right. That, yeah. I think they have three kids together.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, let's see here. I know that we had mentioned that Dick Van Dyke's house in Malibu had burnt down, but it actually didn't, thank God. He's 98 years old. Almost 99, and thankfully, I mean, he almost died, you guys. Listen to what Dick Van Dyke has to say.
It was coming over the hill. You could see it. And, oh, my God. And we got out of here. I was trying to crawl to the car. I had exhausted myself. Man. I couldn't get up.
Soaking
and
wet.
Three neighbors came and carried me out and came back and put out a little fire in the guest house and saved me.
Isn't that, he said he was, it was like he was crawling, he got exhausted, and he couldn't get up into his car.
He's 98?
I know. Jeez. I know, that's crazy. So thank God for his neighbors. My kid was telling me some of his friends went to Pepperdine, and they were all screaming because, I guess it was, now don't quote me on this, but I think he said the library is fireproof because they know in Pepperdine right on that hill that, you know, it could burn, and so it's all fireproof. But then somebody wanted, because they thought it was really hot in there, and they opened the doors and let oxygen in, and some of the embers came in, and everybody's freaking out because some right at the opening, it was catching on fire inside, and everybody's stepping on it. He said the one girl he knows, she was crying on the video. Because, like, dummies!
Yeah.
I was hot. I needed to open the doors.
Let's let some air in here.
Exactly. So, yeah, that whole thing is just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Let's see. What else do I have for you? Mike Tyson says he can't remember any of the fight. He says he woke up the next day after the fight. He said he doesn't remember a thing, really. He says he blanked out during the whole thing. He remembers seeing Jake kind of dance around a little bit. But he said the day after the fight, I woke up and I said to my wife, "Why did I do that?" Or, "Why did I do that?" I can't even do a Mike Tyson. Can anybody do Mike Tyson?
No.
Fidel, can you
it's
do
a little
it?
Too much.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this microphone?
I don't know. Hello?
I don't remember him dancing around.
You gotta have a lisp to
it.
Yeah,
I was trying to add.
Yeah, you gotta add a lisp to it.
You did add it. I heard you.
Yeah.
Nice job,
Mike Tyson.
Anyway, so he says, "What the hell was I doing? I just don't know what the hell was going on." He said he shouldn't have done it, I guess. But he made so much money. Come on,
he made a ton of money. Yeah. I don't know if I believe that though.
Me either.
He remembers. Come on, he even talked about after the fight. If you remember, he talked about why he bit his glove.
Yeah,
right?
Remember that?
He did, yeah.
Okay, how do you not remember the fight, but yet you did an interview on why you were biting your glove the entire time? That doesn't make sense.
And then finally for you, I'm happy for, you know, I'm not like the biggest fan of Paris Hilton, but I will tell you, I watched that documentary and I watched what she went through when she was institutionalized by her parents because she was a bad teenager.
Yeah.
And the things that happened to her was just wrong. I mean, it was horrific. And her Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act has actually passed unanimously in the U.S. Senate. With all 100 senators on board, the legislation was deeply personal to Hilton after she bravely shared her own painful experience of abuse at a young age. The bill still needs to go through the U.S. House of Representatives to reach President Biden's desk. You know, I had a girlfriend and her daughter was institutionalized for anorexia, and it was an institution, and she was not allowed to talk to her either.
Wow.
And so I think that's what happened with Paris. Her parents were told it's best that you not speak to her. Paris was trying to get a hold of them because she's being abused inside the institution. And they're saying your parents don't want to talk to you. So they lied back and forth and said your parents don't want to speak to you.
When you add that to the equation, how does that help a person?
I know.
Because it's a different, you know, it's another stress that you put on the person. I don't understand that mentality.
They don't want them to talk to each other because they're being abused.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're cutting off all form of communication with your loved ones.
Yeah, and they're popping them pills just to make them go to sleep and all that stuff. It's crazy what they do. But anyway, so this is good for her. And I'm glad, like, that she actually did something good in this world and advocated for something. So I think that's going to change a lot of lives. Did I just say that about Paris Hilton? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
That Paris, man, she changes lives. Good for her. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.